Welcome back to today's Lately Radio Sports page. I'm Tyler Crabb. The Central College basketball team split a senior day doubleheader heard live on 92.1 KRLS on Saturday as the men won 77-62, but the women fell 82-71. The loss for the Central women meant that they fell one game shy of qualifying for the American Rivers Conference Tournament, and we caught up with head coach of the Central women, Justin Whelan, to discuss the state of the program heading into the offseason. Joined now by head coach of the Central College women's basketball team, Justin Whelan, following a tough end of the season. Coach Whelan, I know this one's going to sting for a little while, but just going to talk about start off with our two seniors that were honored here today, Allison Van Gorp, Cassidy Steele. What have they meant to you here in your number one coaching the Central College women's basketball squad?
Yeah, I mean, I can't thank either one of them enough. You know, obviously, they've been through a tough time. You know, having three different coaches in 3 years, and for them to give their heart and soul to this team, and to me, you know, both of them were part of the hiring process. I got to meet both of them really early on, and just talk with them and develop that relationship. And they've been 100% bought in since day one. And so, you know, everything that we're trying to do here at Central, and everything that we're trying to be about is both of them have embodied that to the fullest degree. And you know, hopefully when we get this thing towards the top, where we stay at the top, you know, their fingerprints are going to be all over this program forever. And, you know, they left this program better than when they got here.
I would 100% agree. And, you know, I know that we talk about the end stinging, but, you know, you just look at the promise that this squad has and the fact that you only lose two seniors from this team. How encouraging is that for you, just seeing the growth throughout the year and seeing, you know, that this team was in a spot to be there, and the future is just so bright with a young team?
Yeah, I mean, we're really excited. You know, we hit a lot of our goals this year. Would have liked to hit that last one of making the conference tournament. But at the end of the day, we got to continue to grow and continue to get better. Yeah, we got a lot of people coming back, so there's going to be some high expectations. But at the same time, I mean, there's still a lot of room for growth. I think for us, it's not going to be a ton of growth on the basketball court. I mean, that you can always get better individually, but for us, it's going to be a lot of the mental toughness things. You know, the different intangibles, learning how to win games, how to tighten up the screws late in games. Because you look at almost every single one of our games, we're right there till you know, whether it's 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. We just gotta learn how to win games. But yeah, future is definitely bright for this program. We got to continue to act as if we're champions right now, and really, you know, take our time, rest our bodies, and then get to work, because nobody's just gonna hand it to us. So we're gonna have to put in more work than we ever have before.
Absolutely, Coach. We're talking to Coach Justin Whelan of the Central College women's basketball team, talking a little bit about the game. You know, Abby Johnson was her usual self through much of the game, finishes with 22 points, 4 of 6 from three-point range, you know, gave a solid contribution. But we got to talk about Jasmine Williams. Came in, had to step up, play a little bit more of a bigger role today with the unfortunate injury to Emily Naughton. And just looking at what she gave the team and just kind of finding you know, some success in that new role, how big was that for the team today to have her step up the way that she did?
Yeah, that was big time. You know, lose Emily after 6 minutes of the game. It's tough, but for Jazzy and for Hannah to step up was big time. You know, Jazzy was taking good shots. She got hot, you know, especially from three, and then was, you know, attacking the paint and getting some layups. That's big time. You know, that's what we talk about. It can be anybody's day, and you gotta take every opportunity and every moment. And she had her, you know, confidence was sky high today. And you know, that's what we need Jazzy to do. Not every single night, but you know, we need her to be aggressive on the offensive end, especially putting pressure on the paint, and then being a facilitator. But tonight she had her shot going, and so For her to end up with 19 points is awesome. We'll take it wherever we can get it. Hopefully we can, that can be a bright spot and you know, give her a lot of confidence going into next season.
And Coach, we got to ask too, one final question here, just kind of on some of the things we touched on. You know, you lost Emily, like you said, after 6 minutes. You battled foul trouble for most of the game there. How big of a factor do you feel like that played in the fourth quarter with just having to go through all of that adversity throughout the day and just really kind of finding yourself there in the fourth quarter and just, allowing Luther to make that run in the fourth?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we controlled the game most of the way through. You lead for 31 minutes. It comes down to that fourth quarter, those last four, two, three, four, 5 minutes, like I said, and we gotta find a better way to just dig in. We gotta find a better way to lock in mentally. Continue to do what's been working on the offensive end. That's not the time for hero ball. It's the time to slow it down and play even more together. Find the hot hands. Make sure we're always doing the right things. All the little things, getting the two, using shot fakes. That's part of our process right now of learning how to win the good games against the top teams. And it's really tough. You want to get that one for the seniors, but like I said, we just gotta continue to work to find a way and to grind out some of those wins. It's a process. It'll be a process, and I think we'll be better for it next year.
I think so too, Coach Whelan. Optimism is high around Central Women's Basketball for a good reason. Appreciate the time. Unfortunate that our conversations here are winding down during the basketball season, but I've appreciated getting to know you this year. Look forward to future conversations and making a run next year to the American Rivers Conference Tournament, hopefully higher than the 6th seed.
Yes, sir.
Once again, that was head coach of the Central College women's basketball team, Justin Whelan, on today's Lely Radio Sports page.